Barry at last check is about 95 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River, moving west at 5 miles an hour. For now, it's a borderline tropical storm with 40-mile-an-hour sustained winds.
It's forecast to go into southern Louisiana. Some of the outer bands, we're actually seeing some of those across the Barrier Island and actually coming into town. We'll continue to see that as the storm starts to turn a little bit to the north.
John Dosh is Escambia County Public Safety Director. While Barry appears to be bypassing the Pensacola area for the most part, he says nothing is a given. Compounding matters is this weekend's Blue Angels air show at Pensacola Beach.
We're certainly keeping a close eye on it because there is a potential for shifting to the right or to the left. We're dealing with Mother Nature, and the big problem we're dealing with predominantly is going to be rain and coastal conditions. There's high surf, high rip currents, and there's a lot of activity out there, especially for this weekend with the air show.
Show activities kicked off on Wednesday, and organizers are hoping the weather will hold up through the Blue Angels performance on Sunday. Dosh wants the visitors to know what they're getting into, especially if they plan to sail their boats to the show.
Maybe stay in the backwaters and the intercoastal water, something like that. Stay out of the Gulf because it's pretty rough out there. And if you come to the beach, presently we're under red flags all along the coast that I'm aware of here as well as over Navarre. There's not going to be any access to the water either.
Currently, the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center is monitoring Barry through a small facility on Pensacola Beach. Should something change rapidly, they'll contact the Santa Rosa Island Authority for the appropriate action. While Barry appears to be dodging the Florida Panhandle, Dosh says this is still a good time for households to review their hurricane and disaster procedures.
This is a good test. Take this time to review your internal plans, go through your disaster supply kits, make sure you've got everything you need to have, update any of your personal documentation, make sure it's in your disaster kit, and go through all those steps to make sure that should something impact us later on in the season here, you're ready to go.
Barry, be he tropical storm or the season's first hurricane, is expected to make landfall Friday night or early Saturday morning along the Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas coast, with New Orleans in its crosshairs.
Heavy rain's on the way. I mean, they're just not going to be able to avoid that in a lot of areas.
Ken Graham is director of the National Hurricane Center, speaking on WDSU-TV in New Orleans.
If you look at this forecast, some areas getting anywhere from 10 to maybe even 18 inches of rain anywhere around Louisiana over to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. So regardless of development, water's what we got to keep talking about.
Potentially catastrophic downpours could go on for hours as the storm pushes inland. That amount of rain could test the flood control improvements made in the Crescent City since Hurricane Katrina 14 years ago. Meanwhile, in the South Atlantic, forecasters are monitoring a tropical wave several hundred miles southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, showing disorganized shower activity. But the National Hurricane Center places the chance of development at only 10%. Once again, Escambia County's John Dosh.
All the models are showing that that will probably end up dissipating over the next 24 hours or so. We're monitoring it, but based upon the models, it doesn't look like it's going to survive.
Barry is the second named storm of the 2019 hurricane season. Subtropical storm Andrea formed in the Atlantic in May and dissipated within a couple of days. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.